This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 AM Monumental Sports Network on your TVs. Thank you for listening and or watching. We do appreciate that. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to cropmetcalf.com if you need info on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Got a four-man junk show today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on the Instagram. Jason Bishop is here with all of his paper brackets.
What's up? How are you?
He's ready to go. Good morning. Hope all is well. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello to you. Eric Bickle, too, untangling his mouse wire.
How are you, buddy?
Hello.
JP sent me Dylan's picks for Vin's pool. I don't know, Lurch, if you wanted to do one of your own, just let me know.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to you. I mean, there's no pressure. But yeah, it's just if you want to.
Yeah, I know. I got so much. I'm in three survivor pools now.
Is your head spinning?
My head's spinning, but I do have to get into that.
Yeah.
Well, it all tips off today at 12:15 with an 8-9 matchup. Louisville-Creighton, that gets it all started. Then you have High Point-Purdue, Montana-Wisconsin, and SIU-Edwardsville. I didn't know that was a thing. They take on the number one seed, Houston. That tips at 2 p.m.
Wow. Yeah, I still got to fill out a bracket or two this morning. Just procrastinated. Valdez would disrespect it, but P.J. Glasser, who works for BetMGM, sent me one. I said, okay, I'll do it. It's just $10.
Right.
And then I said, you got to send me the email. Sent me the email, and I just let it sit there. By the way, also in my email, I deleted 40 this morning, was an ad for a place I've never considered going. Okay. It was from Sandals Resort.
All right.
Cakes is a Sandals guy.
I mean, I went to Sandals once. That was like literally... Oh,
I thought you went more than once.
I think I might have gone to Sandals in Jamaica. I'm not sure.
Went on my honeymoon like it's almost 30 years ago.
I think we went to Sandals in Jamaica with the family, and it wasn't bad. But it was a place I've never considered going, and maybe it's nice. It says Grenada. Invites you to its heavenly paradise.
Grenada.
Your adventure is just a click away.
I know it's a I'm pretty sure it's a tiny island, and there was definitely a skirmish involved. Yeah.
That's all I know is our invasion.
And I don't remember why.
Is it Grenada or Granada?
I always thought it was Grenada, but I'm sure I'll get corrected on that. I don't know. I can't tell you anything about that.
I thought it was Grenada.
Any background about the...
You're definitely not going to Grenada or Granada. You're not going to either of them.
It's probably beautiful. I don't know.
We invaded Grenada.
The Spice Island, I believe.
In 1983.
Yeah. Any reason why? We just felt like it.
I think they produce a lot of nutmeg there.
They do?
Yeah, it's okay. Nutmeg is where.
Nutmeg is their big export?
Yeah.
Okay.
It says it was triggered by strife within the People's Revolutionary Government, which led to the house arrest and execution of the previous leader and second prime minister of Grenada.
That doesn't sound great.
That ain't great.
Yeah, when they execute the leader, it's generally a bad scene. That's my take on the geopolitical world of the early to mid-80s.
They're trying to change the reputation, Case.
They're trying to make it tourist-friendly.
A vacation.
Come and visit our beautiful island.
But I haven't figured out what we're going to do this summer. Maybe we'll go to Grenada.
I'm going to doubt that.
I dare you.
I'm going to guess you're not.
It looks really nice, the resort.
I dare you.
Well, I know Valdez
is... Most of those resorts... You wouldn't know if you were in the Dominican or you were in Turks and Caicos or you were in Grenada or Aruba.
And I think the most important advice is you just stay on the resort. I know Drab ventured off the resort when he went with his newlywed wife a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Probably regretted it.
Depends on where you are.
I went off the resort in Jamaica, and of course they just drop you off in a place where the locals, all they want to do is aggressively sell you whatever they've made.
Pickpocket you.
Their grass baskets or whatever they're selling, they're gonna hit you hard.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on the resort.
We did that in Mexico, where all of a sudden I'm buying some weird blanket and like a chess set some dude made.
Yeah, I mean, did you want to buy it? No. Were you borderline, almost forced to buy it?
I was just in
it?
A market.
Yes.
And then I think my wife kind of did want to buy some stuff. Okay. I don't know. It was wild.
Ask Drab about walking around in, was it Morocco when you went to Spain? Didn't you take a boat trip to Morocco?
A ferry to Morocco. Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, that was fun, right?
One of the most strange days of my life, for sure.
Right.
JP, I know you're not allowed to take your kids to Sandal Resorts. If that's
okay.
Yeah.
Is that adults only?
Yeah. It's not that kind of party either.
Right.
I could see where your mind is going.
No,
right.
No, I just didn't know.
It's not like hedonism. It's just
for honeymooners, basically.
It's just like they don't want a million kids running around. Right. They don't want it to turn into the Great Wolf Lodge, is basically what it is. They just want you to have a chill time.
And I guess I've never been to Sandals. I can't remember the name of the place we stayed in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Well, somehow I'm getting Sandals emails every day.
Yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah. Well, I'll get them
you
now.
You must have been thinking about Sandals or talking about Sandals.
No, I get emails almost every day from a couple of vacation spots. But I also get, a million emails about crypto coins and
nice.
Elon Musk and all kinds of stuff that I just hit delete, delete, delete.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I quit unsubscribing. Now I'm back to just deleting. I go back and forth.
It's a constant battle.
Unsubscribing wasn't really working.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jason,
a couple people have recommended apps. I just haven't added it to my mix.
Mm-hmm. Are you down that AU wasn't able to pull it off?
It was tough just because when Rodgers got hurt, they were pretty much cooked because he's their best player and he's their best big. And Mount had a couple big dudes that were just scoring at will once Rodgers went down.
Yeah, it was sad to see him just limp out with the crutches after halftime. And his mom's in the stands.
Yeah, she's crying.
Crying. It was just an awful scene.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. I mean, you feel like that's his hoops pinnacle. Is getting into the NCAA
it
tournament,
sucks for him.
Trying to get a win for his team, and then you're sidelined by an injury, and you just have to sit there on a folding chair for the whole second half.
And he hurt the knee initially and didn't look good,
mm-hmm.
but then he came back on the court and he was fine, and then he re-injured it, and that's when you really knew it was bad. I mean, he's grabbing Simpkins' hands on the court. It was tough to watch. But
one of our listeners was quite upset that
Mount
we seemed
better.
To favor AU in our coverage, and I said, well, look, Jason went to DeMatha, Eric went to DeMatha, Simpkins is DeMatha guy.
I've known Simp for years.
He was on the show like a couple days ago.
He said, disappointed you guys completely disregarded a local team, Mount St. Mary's, this morning with your one-sided comments, opinions, and interview of American University coach Simpkins. You completely disregarded a huge number of listeners in the area.
Huge number.
American University must have given you more swag.
A huge number of Mount listeners.
I would take
and
free Mount
I would also
stuff.
Argue against him saying AU is more local to us than the Mount. We're broadcasting in D.C. American University is in D.C.
I can't worry about people.
I understand
like
that the Mount is in Maryland.
We got no connections to Mount.
It's tucked out in the mountains, like an hour away.
And by the way, I mentioned Donnie Lind a bunch of times. The fact that it was his first year and, unbelievable job to get to the tournament. We talked about him.
Anyway, his assessment.
Just because we didn't have him on the show. Sorry, buddy.
His assessment sometimes may be true. He said, I think you talked over me, he said, American University must have given you more swag, as you like to brag about all the free stuff you get.
I don't see any American University swag over on this side of the table.
I don't have any American.
I mean,
stuff.
I don't think they're overflowing with just free swag at AU.
I've got Howard stuff,
right?
But I don't have any AU stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of you, Jason, as I was watching it. I guess I was certainly rooting for Dwayne and those guys too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great year for those guys. Especially since most of those guys have been with AU for 4 or 5 years, and then Sip's been there 2 years, and he was able to keep them.
Now they have the reward of playing Duke, right?
That's Duke's backyard.
In Raleigh, yeah.
Playing Raleigh.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's not going to go that well for the Mount.
No, that's fine.
Best of luck to them.
Yeah, they don't care. They just are happy to be there.
I haven't seen the number, but I'm guessing Duke is laying like 28 to 30 points in that game.
That's a lot. It'll be that much.
I can tell you right now.
I mean, it's going to be a lot. Now, it's going to maybe there's not even a number because of Cooper Flag. We don't know whether he's playing or not. But
32.5.
32.5.
Wow. Good job.
The big one.
They just won the ACC tournament without Cooper Flag.
Right. They'll be fine. They're going to be okay.
They'll be fine.
But starts today, man. It's one of the best days of the sports calendar.
And Xavier won last night.
Xavier won. Texas, I only watched a little bit of the first half, but Texas was shooting the hell out of the ball in the first half and had they probably had an 8 or 10 point lead at half. I think they scored almost 50 in the first half, but it was completely opposite in the second. And Xavier comes back. It was basically a home game for Xavier. I mean, they were playing in
Dayton. That's
Dayton
true.
And Cincy are like an hour away. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, big win for Xavier. Sean Miller, guy can coach.
Still around. Wow.
That guy's been all over the place, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's in his heyday. He's in his era now with the NIL, right? He's another one.
This is his Super Bowl.
This is another one, like Will Wade and all these guys.
Yeah.
Patino.
Mm-hmm.
Patino could coach in any era, but still. He always had weird allegations.
Sean Miller is my most random celebrity run-in of all time.
Really?
Where was it? Vacation spot or something?
It was in Shirlington. Okay. Off 395 in a 7-Eleven.
So was he here recruiting or something?
He was here. It was like in July or something. And
must have been.
July of this past year?
No. This was when he was at Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And he was getting a Slurpee. I always get running the slabs at the Slurpee machine.
Who doesn't want a blue raspberry Slurpee on a hot July day?
I mean, did you? So good. And he was wearing an Arizona polo, and right. I had to do like a double take.
Right.
Did you do your ASU pride thing? Did you attack him or mock him?
I felt like a P word afterwards.
Yeah. You felt like you should have.
I should have said go Devils.
Right.
You should have told him. Yeah, I was going to say hate Arizona.
Hey, did you see the bachelorette party that? They were like at some resort and Dak walked by. So it must have been like a nice resort.
Okay.
And they did an Eagles chant as he walked by.
Oh, just trolling.
How did he handle it?
They did that as he walked by.
Did he start laughing? Was he good natured about it?
He seemed fine. He seemed fine. Yeah. Fans are stupid.
You think he cares? He's making $40 million a year. You think he cares?
You think Sean Miller?
I guess he would laugh.
Throws an Eagle chant.
You think Sean Miller would have cared if Drab went up? Forkum, boo!
I didn't even know that's a thing. Forkum. I'm sorry, I just didn't know.
That's relatively last 10, 15 years.
So the fans just scream Forkum.
No, maybe it's not. I just never got that into it. I think it's kind of lame.
It's never been a big thing for you.
I'm a big give them hell Devils.
Oh, okay, that's a good one too. Yeah. Didn't even know that was a thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
All right, so it's a big day. Today is the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your plans were for the games today.
I mean, I know Valdez has big plans. He's heading over to MGM National Harbor. Because I know that Beamich and Finley, and I believe Grant and Danny, broadcasting live from TAP. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Sport,
big party.
So there's a lot going on there if you want to catch some of the games.
Big hullabaloo.
At MGM National Harbor. We'll talk about them throughout the day today. And you're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. It is an open line Thursday here on The Fan.